Amid record turnout, Biden seemed sure to win the popular vote, possibly with an outright majority, a resounding statement by any standard. But many Democrats expected more. They believed that voters had soured on Trump and his party, that his mishandling of the pandemic and divisive style had alienated a wide swath of voters, that a new political era was about to be born and Trumpism vanished to history's dustbin. Instead, they awoke to a different reality. Democrats always argued if more people voted, we would win, says GOP strategist Brad Todd, co-author of The Great Revolt, Inside the Populist Coalition Reshaping American Politics. Well, guess what? Everybody voted, and it didn't help the Democrats. There is a multiracial working-class ethos that is animating the new Republican coalition. As the votes were tallied into the following day, the candidates' positions fell along predictable lines. The challenger encouraged the core exercise of democracy to continue while the president tried to stop it. Biden's camp urged patience. Trump voiced unfounded suspicions about fraud and cast unwarranted doubt on still incoming returns. Despite widespread fears of chaos, the vote was mostly peaceful and devoid of major irregularities. The president's baseless declaration of victory was a sign that the test he has posed to American institutions isn't over yet. Biden's campaign was predicated on a return to the pre-Trump politic order, a normal that may always have been a figment of the collective imagination. If he emerges as the winner, his achievement toppling an incumbent who manipulated the levers of government to try to gain an advantage and made voter suppression a core campaign strategy shouldn't be discounted. But even if he becomes the next president, it seems clear that he will be governing Trump's America, a nation unpersuaded by kumbaya calls for unity and compassion, determined instead to burrow even deeper into its hermetic bubbles. Win or lose, Trump has engineered a lasting tectonic shift in the American political landscape, fomenting a level of anger, resentment, and suspicion that will not be easy for his successor to surmount.